It takes you less than 60 seconds to get up to the 8th floor of the Hatcher Graduate Library. When you walk out of the elevator, it looks like every other floor. That's until you enter room 807. It's like being transported back in time. It's the home of the papyrology collection for the university.
You'll find everything from fragments of ancient literature, for instance, here a fragment of Homer's Iliad, book 18, to Christian scripture, pages from an ancient codex, a book that contained letters of St. Paul.
Brendan Haug is the archivist for the collection. He's laid out papyri over several tables in the room's main gathering area. Some are torn into small pieces about the size of a post-it, while others remind you of an 8x10 sheet of paper. The dark and light color pieces of papyri are protected by glass frames.
This object here on the left is two of the 30 leaves we possess from an ancient book that contained most of the letters of St. Paul, a core canonical text of the New Testament. They were originally dated somewhere between the 2nd and the 3rd century AD. They're more likely to be of the early 4th century AD. So they are either the earliest or among the earliest surviving copies in the world of the epistles of St. Paul. These are extremely well known amongst scholars of the New Testament.
Haug says they estimate the entire collection to be worth more than $100 million. The title for the oldest piece in the collection is a text fragment from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It dates to about the 10th or 11th century BC. There are more personal items in the collection as well, like a letter from a young Greco-Egyptian recruit who joined the Roman fleet and sent letters home to his mother. But as Haug explains, it is highly unlikely the young soldier wrote it himself.
So the average person in the ancient world, even if they have to pay taxes and keep documents, is still going to be illiterate. So the village, any village will have one or more scribes who are responsible not only for keeping records on behalf of the state, but they will also be the sort of folks that you can go to dictate a private letter. If you want to write a letter to another family member, the scribe will take dictation for you. They will write contracts for you if you're selling or leasing something.
Monica Sunashi is the manager of the roughly 18,000-piece papyrology collection at the University of Michigan. She says about 5,000 pieces have never been studied or translated.
These are voices of people that have been long dead for hundreds and hundreds of years, but their voices are still here.
It was U of M land professor Francis W. Kelsey that heard the calling of those voices. He led archaeological expeditions in the early part of the 1900s. Through his excavation work, the university began acquiring its papyrology collection in 1920. But that's only part of the process. Once collected, Sunashi explains it's a rigorous process to translate these materials.
Some people will work on scraps of papyri that are only maybe a couple inches big, and it's almost harder when your fragments are smaller because there's less contact for it. But after years of learning the particular language and then years of going over papyri that maybe have already been read before so that you can start comparing and seeing things, it still takes people months, even years before they get to the actual publication stage for the papyrus.
Once in the school's possession, preserving these ancient texts is a priority, so we return to our visit with archivist Brandon Haug.
The environmental room here dates to the 1990s, and it is designed to keep the material stable.
I get a chill as I walk into the mid-sized dark room with overhead lighting. The temperature is usually kept between 60 and 65 Fahrenheit degrees. Dozens and dozens of archival boxes are stored like books in the stacks of a library. Hal grabs one of the boxes and opens it.
That's a fragment that bears a little bit of, I'll just turn it this way, 8th century AD Greek with heavily abbreviated here, an accounting text with the characteristic Greek hands of the 8th century AD, and then you turn it over this way, and it has also been used to write a letter in Arabic. It's fragmentary, but you can look at the top, and it begins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, as all Arabic documents will start, and then it begins a letter from someone named Kareem, and then it breaks off.
So this was recycled paper in a way?
Exactly. You'll find a lot of recycling in the ancient world. Everything from using the blank back of something whose front had outlived its usefulness to the point at which documents that had been thrown away would often be recycled as a sort of papyrus mâché, like paper mâché, and made into a hard shell to wrap mummies.
Anywhere you go in Washtenaw County, you can find the most advanced technologies and modern facilities. But a look at a world that existed thousands of years ago isn't all that far away either. In fact, it's easily accessible right in Ann Arbor, hidden in plain sight. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.